I think the first half was scrappy. I think conditions were a big factor in that. I think it was there was more of a swirling wind on the pitch than probably what supporters would sit thinking in the seats. I think that led to a scrappy performance from both. They're always going to have a bit of possession. They're a possession-based team. I think they'll be disappointed they don't go in front. I think they'll make a couple of good chances, don't go in front. We knew what we had to do at half-time. We had to change it. We had to get more energy into our system. I think we did that second half. I think it was we were camped in for a long, long time, weren't we? We just didn't get any breaks. We had a routine after so many corners. We changed it to out-swinging. I had to remind them before they took it, but Lloyd takes it and Vegas on the end of it, and you can see the Doncaster players are standing at the back stick and on the line waiting for an in-swinger. So I think that was a good tactical decision. Implemented brilliantly, a great ball from Lloyd, a great header with a day in, and then it's always going to get a bit nervous in the last few minutes. We counter-attacked a couple of times. We should score, shouldn't we? We should probably join as a heavy touch, but I thought he was very good when he came on tonight. And then I think second half, I don't really see they make many chances. I think they've had a few crosses and stuff like that, but they don't look like at any stage. I'm never really concerned that they're going to score. Apart from a referee giving them a nonsense free kick when the boy dies on the edge of the box. But he put it into the docks, didn't he? You know, we're punching above our weight in League One, and when you look at the resources that many have got, including the club we played tonight, you know, they're well financed and they're really good owners. I know Richie well. I think he just sat away tonight because if he made them, I think that's why he's sitting away. But you know, we just had to work extremely hard. I spoke to Gareth Ainsworth. He said they were 2-0 up early, that they were against us, and then had to grind it out. Doncaster missed a success in their chances and dominated the game. But I think second half, I think if you take the game as a whole, Phil, I think there is no doubt for a domination for about half an hour in the second half, we just have to win, and maybe more than one.